Yesterday, Anthropic announced two interesting news, which have an impact on developers and where there is a bit more behind those news than you might at first think. Because they announced that there would be higher usage limits for using Claude, which especially matters, of course, if you're using Claude code, because chances are that, like many others, you frequently hit those usage limits and you felt them to be a bit too restrictive, especially, for example, when compared to the Codex usage limits. And the other big thing they announced yesterday, which actually is kind of related to the first announcement, is that they entered a compute deal with SpaceX and that they would rent the entire Colossus One data center, which is that data center Elon Musk built in record time in 2024, that they would rent the entire capacity, which is around 300 megawatts. So they would use that for training or inference and therefore, well, have more capacity to work with. That, of course, has an impact on the usage limits they can provide, though there is a bit more to it, but it is important because Anthropic was heavily compute constrained, and they still are. That is fair to assess. All these big AI companies are, because we're all in this situation, or they are all in this situation, where essentially demand for tokens does or did not scale linearly, but instead essentially exponentially. Because, of course, we nowadays have all these models that allow for longer running agentic sessions, agentic coding sessions, or whatever you're doing with them. It's not just about coding. These modern models and their agentic harnesses are pretty good at other tasks like data science and so on as well, because they also generate code there, but that's a different story. But because these models and the tools in which they run became so much more capable, and they can now run for longer, you and me and all the users are burning through way more tokens. And that is simply not necessarily what these companies, what Anthropic planned for, and definitely not what they have the capacity for. Hence, that deal where they actually entered this compute partnership with SpaceX. Now, what's interesting is that in this post here, they share that they would, as I mentioned, immediately add those 300 megawatts of new capacity, which is over 200,000 of NVIDIA GPUs. Again, keep in mind that is from 2024, but still, that's a lot of compute which they can add right now. And that joins their significant other compute announcements, which have even more eye-watering numbers of up to 5 gigawatts agreed both individually with Amazon and Google. But here it's worth noting that this is all about capacity that's mostly planned and not necessarily online yet. The 5 gigawatts they agreed on with Amazon includes nearly 1 gigawatt of new capacity by the end of 2026. So, yeah, we're not even close to those 5 gigawatts yet. And for the Google agreement, it's also 5 gigawatts, which will begin coming online in 2027. So that's also not there yet. So we're talking about 10 gigawatts here, which are not even close to being available right now. But the 300 megawatts from the XAI data center are. The question, or one of the questions that of course comes up, is what does that mean for XAI? Don't they need that capacity? Is that the end of Grok? And the answer is no. Maybe, well, not the end of Grok, obviously, but I think it's fair to say if Grok had some demand that would be somewhat similar or even close to what Anthropic is seeing, they would not be renting out that extra capacity. Instead, of course, what is the case is clearly they don't need that capacity for Grok. You might wonder why. And the answer to that is that this Colossus data center here, which was built, as I mentioned, in record time, 122 days in 2004. This was just the first data center they built, essentially, but XAI now has an even more powerful Colossus 2 cluster available for themselves. So they can use that for training and inference. And that's not the only data center. They also acquired another data center, the Macro Harderer data center. And xAI is on a roadmap toward nearly 2 gigawatts of power, with operations ramping up in 2026. So it's not like xAI gave away all of their compute power, but of course, a part of it. And clearly, they wouldn't do that if there were more demand for Grok. But as it is, that of course gives them a nice way of utilizing this otherwise unutilized capacity and earn some extra revenue off that. And for Anthropic, it of course means that they now got more capacity available. That then leads to those higher usage limits. And I think this is also a bit more nuanced than you might think. So clearly, Anthropic was heavily compute constrained. And I mean, all these AI companies are struggling to get enough compute. I talked about that in another video and episode already. I won't bore you with that here. But of course, compute is a big problem because of that exponential growth, because of these longer running agentic sessions and all the tokens that get burned by those sessions, which need to be inferred, where we need the inference for. So yeah, that is the point here. But now, of course, Anthropic can increase those usage limits because they now got a bit more capacity available. That's great. But in addition, I would make the argument that they're also under pressure to stay competitive there. And that's also something I already argued for in another episode. Because as I mentioned in the past, we had, of course, GitHub Copilot move to usage-based billing. Now, they have their own reasons. They also had a pricing model, or they basically gave you a certain number of requests for your payment, for your subscription fee. And of course, charging requests instead of tokens is not ideal, or counting requests instead of tokens is not ideal, because since we have these longer running sessions, it may be one request, but way more tokens than in the past. But of course, they could have also used to a token-based measurement system, and they instead moved right away from subscriptions to usage-based pricing in the end. So of course they did that. Anthropic had those relatively strict usage limits. Still a subscription, still token-based, but relatively strict when compared to Codex, which of course kind of is their big competitor. OpenAI with their Codex models, or the GPT-5.5 model now, and the Codex tool and their subscription offerings. And you got way more generous amounts of usage out of Codex. You still do get lots of usage out of Codex. And GPT-5.5, I will say, is a pretty good model. So naturally, I think Anthropic, of course, has a big incentive to stay competitive, to grow its market share, and they are seeing amazing revenue growth. By the way, if you want to learn how to get the most out of Codex and Claude Code, how to use the advanced features as well, and not just the basic stuff you already know, then you may want to check out my courses, or even get a membership, which gives you access to all my courses for a flat monthly or annual fee, and you find links below. But as mentioned, of course, Anthropic is seeing strong growth. They probably want to continue on that growth trajectory. Also, of course, since they have all these capacity, or since they have all that capacity here coming up in the next year and so they want to utilize that. They want to grow even more based on that. And they need the revenue, the money in the end, to pay for that capacity. So clearly, they want to keep on growing aggressively, obviously without burning lots of money, but they want to keep on growing. They want to grow their market share so that eventually at some point they can raise the prices. That will certainly happen at some point. And that's how we end up at those higher usage limits. Obviously, as I mentioned, combined with the fact that they're now no longer as compute constrained as they were before, now that they got that SpaceX deal. But there is more. There is more to that deal. Because I already mentioned, yeah, xAI, which is of course part of SpaceX, in case you didn't know, they wouldn't have leased that Colossus 1 data center to Anthropic if they needed it themselves. Clearly they don't. But they can get another advantage out of that. Because in that Anthropic announcement, there is this interesting sentence here. As part of this agreement, we have also expressed interest in partnering with SpaceX to develop multiple gigawatts of orbital AI compute capacity. Huh. That's interesting, because SpaceX, in case you missed it, is planning to launch orbital data centers, which kind of makes sense. I mean, it is their thing, shooting stuff into space. It is the argument that was being made in the end for acquiring xAI, which is a totally interesting deal on its own, by the way. Elon Musk buying Twitter on accident, then founding xAI, then having xAI buy X, Twitter, and then having SpaceX buy xAI, all with help of other investors. That's a smart way of getting richer, to put it like this. But one of the arguments is, of course, that they want to launch those orbital data centers. That was the reasoning for the deal of acquiring xAI, and now, of course, they have Anthropic on board too. Or do they? Well, maybe not necessarily. They have expressed interest. So this could very well just be some sentence they agreed on to put in there so that SpaceX has some nice story for when it's trying to have its public offering, its IPO later this year, that they can say it's not just for their own data centers, but they also got Anthropic on board. And so that is a nice deal. Anthropic gets the Colossus One data center, may also use orbital data centers in the future, but doesn't commit to it right now because there are some problems with orbital data centers. It is yet to be proven that this is really a good investment, to put it like this, and that they really beat data centers on Earth and deliver significant advantages. But they may, of course, join. And again, for SpaceX, it's nice to be able to point at Anthropic as a potential future customer for their IPO. And I think this is what's worth knowing about this deal. The good thing is higher usage limits. Also, of course, in the future, lots of capacity coming online for Anthropic. But as I showed you, hopefully, there is a bit more to it. If that is good or bad for us as developers or humanity as a whole is a whole different story. You can have different opinions on AI, and I certainly do, as you know, if you heard other episodes or watch other videos from me. But that's what's happening here for Anthropic and what it means near term for us developers.